I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Ballet Desmond. Pardon my French, but wouldn't you just love to give Vladimir Putin a kick up in the arse? I was watching the news at home the other night, and didn't I shout out, "Enough is enough, Rosaline from Ballet Desmond. I can't just sit here and do nothing while innocent people are being attacked." Straight on the phone to Berna, I went, "What do you have in mind?" says she. "Maybe you could change your profile photo on Facebook to the Ukrainian flag. I see a lot of people doing that." "Yeah, that's only tooling around," says I. "People do that, and then 20 seconds later, they're scrolling through an article called 10 Reasons We Still Love Peter Andre." "Do you know what?" I said to her. "The only thing I can do is to show some love and bury the hatchet with the Kerry crowd over in Skatteglen." Off out the car I went, and who was standing in my drive? Only Maureen from Skatteglen, and her saying, "It's time to put the past behind us, Rosaline from Ballet Desmond, like something out of Hollywood." Well, didn't we hug and cry and make jokes about the Limerick Gauls and Kilmallock? And there is talk now of twinning our two towns together in the spirit of love. Do you think I did the right thing, Rosaline, Ballet Desmond?
I totally do. I think it's time to let bygones be bygones. There was never a better time to hug your neighbours. Unless they're from the Scarred Road.
It's getting anxious on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who can't believe you sent your little Hugo to school with a slight cough. I was dropping my little Hugo yesterday morning and I had him warned no coughing or sniffling on the way into school or the other parents will shame me into bringing you home, and I have an extreme tantric massage booked in town for 9:30. All was going well until we met Emer Crona Buckley on the way out, and didn't my little Hugo start barking at her like a baby seal? "God, Jenny," she said, "I know we're all engrossed with events in the Ukraine, but COVID never went away, and now that our little Hugos have stopped wearing masks, it's more important than ever that your child isn't the one bringing the virus into school and destroying skiing holiday plans up and down the Douglas Road." A crowd had gathered at that stage and started chanting, "Take him home, take him home." And I ended up bringing Hugo with me to my massage in town, a lurge like. At the dinner table then last night, wild mushroom risotto with truffles on a bed of spinach, didn't Hugo blurt out, "Mom is in love with Gary in the massage place, and now my Ken is watching me like a hawk. How can I persuade him there's nothing to worry about? Jenny, Douglas Road. P.S. I totes have the horn for Gary."
There is only one thing worse than a suspicious husband, and that's competition for Gary in the extreme tantric massage parlour. Hands off, you biatch. I saw him first.
"Come here. What's the story with old dolls licking the telly when Cillian Murphy's on screen? I'm pure sick of it. No, I'm delighted Peaky Blinders is back in the telly again. That said, it does mean a procession of culty gourmets round town wearing flat caps and waistcoats. Clobber that they should keep for when they go back home to Clonmel, which I hope is soon. Anyway, me and the old doll were watching the first episode new series. There he is, Cillian Murphy, the pure fiend with his cheekbones and light blue eyes. And she telling me, 'Oh, what I wouldn't do to him, Donny.' I says, 'Of course you wouldn't do it to him. He's a Hollywood superstar. You work in a Circle K, girl.' She says, 'You're just pure jealous of him.' I says, 'How could I be jealous of Cillian Murphy? Isn't he from the South Side?' Anyway, sick of it I am, being pure humiliated in my own gaff. How can you stop an old doll from ogling another man in your presence? Don't you do any, Blackpool?"
"I know your pain. My Connor has a thing for Irish comedians. He said to me one night, 'I wish you were Aisling B.' I said, 'So do I. At least then I wouldn't be sitting here with you. Hashtag burn."
"Hey dude, so just because my old man does a lot of business in Russia doesn't mean I can't organise a really cool march of creative types in Cork this weekend to protest against the situation in Ukraine. No Sinn Féin or lefties, okay? This is no time for politics. I invited this sick Croatian babe from my drumming circle, but she was like, 'Ed, why don't you just anonymously donate some money to help refugees and stop trying to make this all about you?' And I was like, 'Hurt, you feeling me? How could I show that this has nothing to do with me? Ed, hashtag organiser of cool march for Ukraine, Ballantemple."
The posh cousin is organising a series of charity lunches to raise funds for people affected in Ukraine. I said, where are you going to allocate your money? She said, well, I'm getting a new jumpsuit and I'll spend 700 on my hair. This crowd are fierce, judgmental.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.